Let me begin with a prayer. Father, all of your word is directly from you. It speaks to us, it speaks to our hearts, it speaks to our souls. My only prayer is that it would not be my words, but ultimately your words that we respond to. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want you to look at the title I chose for today's message. Simply the word deliverance. If you were around in 1972, this was a movie that came out by that year. The title of the movie, based on a book of the same title, was also what I titled this message. Simply one word, deliverance. That was 50 years ago. Probably most of you aren't even born then. Right? Well, I never did get the connection between that movie, between the title and the plot or theme of that movie. Wait, it's coming to me. The movie was about four ordinary men who take a canoe trip down a mighty river in Georgia. And during that trip, they are transformed from ordinary, everyday men leading ho-hum lives to real adventurers. That must be it. These men were delivered or rescued from a ho-hum existence. And I'm sure you'll find that all very interesting, huh? However, what does that have to do with Paul's letter to these Christians in Philippi? I'll come back to that question probably in my conclusion. And with that, let me read Philippians chapter 1, verses 18 to 19, one verse before what was printed in your bulletin. I think it's in your, yeah, it's all in your bulletin. Philippians 1, 18 and 19. What does it matter? Just that in every way, whether out of false motives or true, Christ is proclaimed. And in this I rejoice. Yes, and I will rejoice because I know this will lead to my deliverance. Through your powers, through your prayers and help from the Spirit of Jesus Christ. The reason I'm actually spending any time on this verse at all is because it has caused a lot of confusion among Christians throughout the years. And one source of that confusion is the translation of that one word in verse 119. The King James translates it like this, "For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayers and the supply of the Spirit of the Holy of Jesus Christ." Did you notice what I read to you? "For this will lead to my salvation." The word salvation. It's a translation of the Greek word soteria. The word is often used in normal Greek. It refers to healing. That time it could often be used to talk about the healing of a person. Are you sick? You are sick. The doctor gives you a pill, a soteria, and you're healed. The Christian writes like Paul Christian writers like Paul use that Greek word as they wrote, and of what you get when you put your faith in Jesus Christ, a healing of horrible conditions, or our separation from God because of sin. Thus, the Greek word was often used to describe what we get when you get Jesus. So, too, healing. Salvation. A spiritual healing, which in almost all translations and in most cases is translated as salvation. Here in Philippians 1:19, in the King James Version, the same English word is used to translate the Greek word, "For I know that that this will lead to my salvation." Yes, but you know your Bible better than that. Paul was already saved. Paul opened his mind and his heart to Jesus Christ on that road to Damascus several years before, and he was released from, is now sitting in prison in Rome because of how he responded to that salvation. He is writing this to the Christians in Philippi, to the Christians he preached to about salvation found in Jesus several years before. And here Paul writes to these same Christians again in Philippi, and speaking of this imprisonment that he's in, he writes, and here let it turn to a more modern and, may I say, a more accurate translation, "And this I rejoice. Yes, I will rejoice because I know that this will lead to my deliverance." Or more literally, as a healing from my present circumstances. And that is, he's stuck in a jail, when he could be out there preaching, out there seeing others coming to Christ, and he's stuck in this jail cell. The healing Paul looks forward to, even knows will happen, is his release from this jail cell, his deliverance from this cell, is the right way probably of translating that word, the right way of looking even at this verse, deliverance. The main thing Paul is wanting to get across, especially to these Christians in Philippi, but also to you and I, is the essence of verse 19, his desire to get back out there preaching the gospel, preaching the good news of Jesus Christ. Well, let me read the verse one more time, and this time from a version you're probably not familiar with, a version called The Message. Going back to verse 18. So how am I to respond? I've decided that I really don't care about their motives, whether mixed, bad, or indifferent. Every time one of them opens his mouth, Christ is proclaimed, so I just cheer them on. And I'm going to keep that celebration going because I know how it is going to end. Through your faithful prayers and the generous response of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, everything he wants to do in and through me will be done. It's a rather loose translation, kind of modern. But the translation does give us the sense of what Paul is writing to these Christians in Philippi. What Paul is saying to these Philippians is this: my present predicament will turn out okay because you prayed for me. It will turn out because of the response of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. You get that? Something we probably should all have confidence in: prayer and the moving of the Holy Spirit is what ultimately releases Paul. Prayer, your prayer, and the power of the Holy Spirit is what we will see in the United States return to this becoming a nation of Christians again. Prayer and Jesus Christ. We just had an election in this country 3 months ago. But no election, no politician can achieve the results that this nation really thirsts for. No election can see people's hearts change. Only God, through His Spirit, can change people's hearts.
Yep.
Only God can bring goodness and love into a nation that has slowly drifted away from its spiritual roots. Paul said as much. Rome was as far as you could get from a godly city. If ever there was a city, a nation, an empire in need of renewal from within, if ever there were a people in need of Jesus Christ, it was Rome. Paul was fully aware of this. He was a person God would use to ultimately turn Rome toward Christ. But first, Paul needed a deliverance from his prison. No minor point. But the Christians in Philippi, they prayed. And Paul was willing to be used by God for another half decade. And eventually Paul was released. He was, or delivered, to put it in Paul's words. And both he and Peter made Rome their last battleground. And they were largely victorious. Although both Peter and Paul were eventually executed by the Emperor Nero, Rome eventually was almost entirely evangelized. Actually, to the extent that it ultimately became the center of Christianity for centuries following that, especially in the western part of the empire. We're not really all that interested, are we, in Roman history? We have a vision, we have a calling, if you want to call it that, to see our world, our generation, come to Christ. I hope that's your vision. Don't be persuaded by the news that you hear. Don't be defeated because the morality or spirituality in our nation is going very much in the wrong direction. Has been for years. No, our best days still lay before us. No matter how old one is, there is no one who can take away your ability or your ministry of prayer. It's a huge task. But it's not an impossible one. Let me give you some stories from the past. Hopefully, this will bolster your confidence. Adram Jackson was a famous missionary to Burma. And he gives us this illustration of this attitude of confidence that he had. After 14 years on the mission field, what did he have to show for all his labors? The graves of his wife and all his children, imprisonments and disease so awful, once he wrote, "If I had not felt certain that every additional trial was ordered by infinite love and mercy, I would not have survived my accumulated suffering." But Adrian Judson never thought of quitting. At the very lowest ebb of his career, he prayed that he might live to translate the entire Bible into the native language of the Burmese people and to preside over a native church of at least 100 members. And before he died, He did. Or take a more familiar name. Helen Keller suffered an illness when she was 18 months old, which left her completely blind and deaf. For 5 years, she was isolated from the world and alone in darkness. Then, with the help of Ann Sullivan, Helen fought back against her handicap. She never pitied herself, and she never gave up. She once said, "The marvelous richness of human experience would lose something of rewarding joy if there were no limitations to overcome." The Hilltop Hour will not be half so wonderful if it were not for the dark valleys in between. If Helen Keller can overcome a few obstacles like deafness and blindness, what's holding you back? Is it your age? Is it your lack of finances? Is it shyness or lack of energy? You know what I'd recommend, what Paul recommends? Pray for deliverance to overcome. In the movie Deliverance, three of the four men return after a rough ride down the rapids in Georgia. They were delivered from an existence of a ho-hum life into lives of what they called manhood. Unfortunately, most American Christians, most Christians probably in general, throughout the world, lead lives of Christian mediocrity. Unfortunately, we do not expect deliverance from mediocrity. So my recommendation is, let these verses of Paul's be an inspiration to you. One more time again from the version, the Message, the more modern version. So how am I to respond? I've decided that I really don't care about their motives, whether mixed, bad, or indifferent. Every time one of them opens his mouth, Christ is proclaimed, so I just cheer them on. And I'm going to keep that celebration going because I know how it is going to turn out. Through your faithful prayers and the generous response of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, everything He wants to do in and through me will be done. That's His attitude. Is that yours? That would be true deliverance. Let us pray.